time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Ace's Restaurant, Bill Dobson Ford, Boyd & Sons Machinery, the Crane Federal Credit Union, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Ed Lee Mortuary, Heller's Lawn Pro, Heritage Petroleum, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, McAllister Machinery, Mattress by Appointments, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Anna Lou Chapman, your local REMAX real estate agents, Sterling & Company, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, the Edward Jones Advisors of Washington, the Gill Funeral Home, and D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana. Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Welcome to Heritage Hills High School tonight for Washington Hatchet Basketball. On your home for the Hatchets, Memories 107.9, and worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com. Boy, we got a big one tonight, the Washington Hatchets, on a 9-game winning streak coming up against the Heritage Hills Patriots, who are arguably one of the best opponents, not just in 3A, but in the state of Indiana. I'm Dwayne Schick alongside Kyle Cornelius. And Kyle, man, it doesn't get any better than what we've got on this Saturday night coming up.
Looking forward to this one. And a long time coming. Waited since last year, as Washington really took it to Heritage Hills last year at home. And tonight, here in their friendly confines, down in Louisville, no.
Pretty close,
almost,
it seems like.
Way down here, but looking forward to a good game tonight.
Well, again, the Washington Hatchets on a 9-game winning streak. Heritage Hills Patriots, though, 7-3. And, you know, you hear 7-3, you think, oh, my, 7-3, come on. Well, let's talk about their three losses. The Heritage Hills Patriots have lost to
Brownsburg,
yes. Lafayette Jeff.
Silver Creek. Who is the reigning 3A state champs and have everybody virtually back from that team from last year. And that was a very close game. Really, they had Silver Creek beat and kind of gave it away at the end. So this team is legit, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, when you see the three losses, that's very, very, very deceiving. The Silver Creek game was overtime. The Brownsburg game was overtime. Lafayette Jeff, 7 points. But that's Lafayette Jeff we're talking about. So, again, a formidable opponent tonight, hands down. Here's your stats. Blake Sisley, the one to watch for, 6'9 junior, averaging 20 points a game. Right behind with 19 points a game is Maury Becker. And then with 15 points a game, Simon Sherry. So three starters well in double digits for average coming into tonight's game.
And they're probably averaging about, I don't even know, maybe close to 80 points a game. So this team is very well-tuned, well-polished on both ends of the floor. They play hard. Coach Hawkins does a nice job with his players. And I look for them to really try to get out and put the pressure on the Hatchets and see how they respond.
This is the challenge you want, though, to get ready for tournament play and postseason play. 9-1, the Hatchets have been playing really, really well. Let's see what we can do tonight against the Heritage Hills Patriots.
No doubt about it. Just a tough contest for the Hatchets on the road. But you've mentioned we've played very well, winning 9 straight since that Bar Eve opener. And the Hatchets are going to come in here, and they're not going to back down. Don't get me wrong. They're going to be ready to play. Coach Miller's going to have them ready. But no doubt about it, this is a measuring stick tonight for the Hatchets.
Well, the JV game is always kind of an early indication to see what will happen in the varsity showdown. And the Washington JV's been playing real well, but they suffered a setback in the first game, 59-38. Hatchet JV led by Alex Boyd with 11 points. Bryson Knighty chipped in 10, and Ashton Osby had 8. Not enough, though, as the Hatchet JV suffered a setback in the first game, 59-38.
And we saw a little bit of that action, and it was high impact. Down 20 when we walked in, and Hatchets cut it to 10 at one time in the third quarter, but just couldn't get over the hump, and Heritage Hills pushed it back open in the fourth quarter.
tonight. The Washington Hatchets and Heritage Hills Patriots set to do battle. This is the Hatchet pregame show brought to you by Boyd & Sons Machinery. Greg Boyd and the team at Boyd & Sons Machinery always here to back your Washington Hatchets. We will take a two-minute timeout on the pregame and come back with more, including our starting lineups and the varsity tip after this. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley Sunglasses, Mack Trailers, Right Now Trailers, and much more. Visit them online at boydtracks.com or call 800-443-3900. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Thompson Insurance is a local, full-service, independent agency located in downtown Washington. The business relationships we have developed over the years with several of the top-rated carriers in Indiana enable us to help you customize an insurance package to meet all of your coverage needs. This eliminates the confusion for you to handle policies with multiple agencies. Give me, Lacey King, a call for all of your insurance needs. Thompson Insurance in Washington, where we make shopping for insurance easy.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Welcome back to Heritage Hills High School. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Kyle Cornelius, ready for a varsity tip-off tonight with the Washington Hatchets at 9-1 against the Heritage Hills Patriots at 7-3. Our Hatchet pregame show continues, presented by Boyd & Sons Machinery. Greg Boyd and the team at Boyd & Sons, proud to back Washington Hatchet basketball. I said the Hatchets riding a 9-game winning streak since the opening loss to Bar Eve. Heritage Hills, 2 overtime losses, and a loss to Big Lafayette Jeff. So a 7-3 record, very misleading. Nate Hawkins in his fourth year at Heritage Hills, 64 wins and 18 losses here with the Patriots program. Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Coach Gene Miller for Washington, career record now, 706 wins, 334 losses. Of course, the Hatchets off a win last night, 64-49 at North Knox. Bari Vikings beat Rock Creek Academy. That game played earlier this evening. Some other boys' games going on. Washington Catholic playing Shoals in that boys-girls doubleheader. Jasper's home tonight against Mount Vernon for another conference game. The Wildcats beat Vincennes last night, 56-29.
Vincennes seems to be struggling at this point in the season.
Two wins so far on the young season. Vincennes is at Bossy tonight. South Knox playing Princeton. And Vincennes Reveille playing Duggar. North Knox taking on Sullivan. So quite a few basketball games in our region this evening. Prescription for Success is brought to you by the Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Kyle, give me the keys for a Hatchet victory tonight. Here you go, Coach. Let's see what you got to beat a program like this.
The first thing, they're going to have to weather the storm. What I mean by that is Heritage Hills is going to come out of the gate ready to play tonight, no doubt about it. Washington's going to have to match that intensity. But just kind of weather that storm. They're going to keep coming after you in waves. You got to take care of the basketball, not get too excited, don't get too down on yourself, just play the game. It's a 32-minute game, and you're not going to win this game in the first 3 or 4 minutes. It's going to be a possession-by-possession game, and just take their punches and roll with it. You know, you got to play the game. So I think we'll be fine tonight. We got to handle their pressure. I look for them to pick us up full court and really put the ball pressure on us, see if we can handle it. I think we will. And offensively, just take care of the basketball, get a good shot, and defense. each possession, it's going to be a handful inside at 6'9".
That's what I was going to say. I think Washington definitely needs to control people this game, Kyle, because if you let Heritage Hills control the type of play they want to, it could get out of hand early, and that's something you definitely don't want to see happen.
Well, you mentioned that, and one of our strengths also is to run. But Heritage Hills also loves to run. So going to have to give and take a little bit what you look to do offensively. But I think if we can get them more in a half court, get back in defense and transition defense, stop them in transition a half court, I think we'll be okay.
And block out, because no second chance opportunities. Height-wise, Heritage Hills definitely has the advantage here tonight.
I tell you what, this is not your first rodeo, is it?
No, it's not.
You're coming along, oh boy.
Three players averaging double figures here, Patriots. So definitely a force, but no challenge Washington is not up to accept. Again, the Washington Hatchets 9-1, Heritage Hills 7-3. We're at Heritage Hills High School tonight, and boy, the crowd is electric. Big crowd on hand. Good to see several of the Hatchet faithful behind us here to support the team tonight. They knew the price of admission is well worth it. Of course, the home crowd at Heritage Hills definitely in full force, as this team is probably, Kyle, a contender down the stretch. You know, Coach Miller mentioned a little bit last night, not only a top team in 3A, but really a top state.
They're known throughout the state. I mean, when you've played the competition that they've played and they've had this type of season that they've had to this point, you're going to get recognized, and this team definitely has. And, hey, Washington's starting to get some recognition as well, as they're coming on strong and having a great season as well. So I really am looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a test of two teams going at it, and let's see where we're at.
Washington Hatchet basketball tonight, presented by the Donaldson
Basketball. And they're right behind us.
Hello, John and Martha. Hey, they heard us talking about it.
Yeah.
Also brought to you by Heritage Petroleum. Heritage Petroleum in Washington is fueling your everyday life. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. When we come back, more from Heritage Hills High School. As we get set for the varsity tip-off, it's the Washington Hatchets and Heritage Hills Patriots coming up. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball on your home for Hatchet Hoops Memories 107.9.
This is Shelly with A&R Home Center. We'd like to show you what we have available in our lumberyard, so come on in. We've designed the lumberyard with you, the handyman do-it-yourselfer, in mind. We stock 2x4s for your next fix-it-up project. Insulation, when you need a little bit more in your attic or walls. Even siding and roofing, shingles if you want to do your own home improvements, or small projects to home remodeling, choose A&R Home Center. Our lumber yard is open Monday through Saturday, and we'll load it for you.
Test drive a new 2020 Jeep Gladiator now during the Start Something New sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. The fastest growing new vehicle on the road, the Gladiator has it all. It's part Jeep, part truck, and all beast on the open road and off-road. With towing capacity over 7,000 pounds, smooth V6 power, and removable top, new Jeep Gladiators are now starting as low as $42,500. Or choose a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, now priced as low as $24,109. It's a new year. You deserve a new Jeep. From the Washington Chrysler Center during the Start Something New sales event in downtown Washington.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance with us. Your number one.
It's another big show Saturday night, January 11th, coming to Aces at the Washington Country Club. Get ready for a night of fun and big laughs with comedy, hypnosis, and mind games performed by Richard Darshwood. Be in the act or join the laughter as you witness some amazing spellbinding effects. Tickets are only $20 and available online at the Aces Restaurant Facebook page. Limited seating is available, so order your tickets before they are all gone. Mind Games genius Richard Darshwood live at Aces Saturday night, January 11th at 9 p.m. It's absolutely the most fun you will have while fast asleep.
Pepsi is the proud exclusive vendor of Washington High School and its athletic programs. This basketball season, whether at the Hatchet House or on the road, choose a cold Pepsi product to quench your thirst. Pepsi is proud to offer Pepsi Zero, offering zero sugar in each drink. And the new Gatorade Bolt is Gatorade's first new product in more than 20 years, really catching on with athletes and fans. And you can never go wrong with a cold Mountain Dew. Treat yourself to a cold Pepsi product anytime.
D2B Pest Control is your hometown pest control solution. Cockroaches, rodents, spiders, ants, stinging insects, and the dreaded bed bugs all know that D2B stands for Death the Bug. Call now to lock yourself into their Pest Control Founder Special. Lock in your base price at $41 a month today. Call D2B Pest Control today, 812-698-9109.
3 minutes left in the first quarter, 15-7 in favor of the Patriots as the Washington Hatchets get a quick score on the fast break to make it 15-9. Technical difficulties here tonight, but we are proud to bring you Heritage Hills Washington basketball on this Saturday at WAMW-FM Washington. The Hatchets holding their own right now as a three-point attempt by the Patriots trailing by four. Here comes the Patriots bringing it up. Kyle, so far Washington again staying right in there with these Patriots as the open three is up and in for him.
Sorry you've missed us here this beginning of the game. It's a lot of action, 18-11, 2:03 left to go in the first quarter, and it's up and down the floor. Heritage Hills picking up in a full court press. Washington, nice job handling it. Actually has gotten some nice easy baskets out of it, as it's been a whale of a game to this point. Just what we thought.
18-11, 2 minutes left, first quarter. Heritage Hills with the lead of the ball. Again, we're kind of in the doldrums down here at Heritage Hills, and apologize for the delay getting the signal on the air. It's a fight to the finish as another three ball is up and in for Caden Ketzer. Welcome back to Heritage Hills High School as we start the second quarter. The Washington Hatchets trailing Heritage Hills Patriots 29-16 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Hatchets with the ball, just started the second quarter. Grant Niehaus controls now for Washington. Niehaus, ball swatted loose into the hands of Gear. Gear looking into Niehaus. Niehaus gets it back. He'll pull up and shoot and score. Good job by Grant staying with it. 29-18. Kyle, this is a ball game here. Nothing short of what we expected as a long three is up and in by Simon Sherry on the other end.
Tell you, that's tough to defend as he pulled up from about 24. That's right.
Washington now with it. Gear controls for the Hatchets. Ball stolen by Heritage Hills and no on the easy lay-in. It was missed by Cole Sigler, and a break for Washington as the Hatchets get it back. And then another steal, this time by Sherry, and Sherry won't miss as he gets it for two. Coach Miller wants a timeout. And the Hatchets take it. 6:25 to go in the first half. Heritage Hills 34, Washington 18. Full timeout for Coach Miller. Kyle, let's catch him up. Again, we apologize. We are good to go now. We'll be with you the rest of the game. Tough to get a connection down here.
It's just tough.
We found one, but let's talk about this game so far, Kyle, for those listening at home.
Well, it's been nothing short of what we expected. Heritage Hills really pushes the basketball in transition, and they will pull up from three anywhere. Really, the difference in the game, one, two, three. They've hit eight threes to this point, so 24. 34 points have been three, and when you're shooting that way, it's tough to beat. I mean, and you're going to look like a fire powerhouse team when you're shooting a basketball like they are right now. I've got them 8 out of 12 from three-point range, and just a little over a quarter and a half. So Washington's really played pretty well to this point. We have turnovers that just – the last quarter. But up until that point, Washington really was matching them basket for basket, other than Heritage Hills was hitting threes and we were getting twos.
Yeah, that's a big difference, no doubt about it. Well, It's Washington ball following the timeout. Kyle Mann walks it up for the Hatchets. Washington trailing 34-18 on the road tonight here at Heritage Hills. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball on WAMW-FM Washington as Kyle Mann makes his move. He's swatted by Simon Sherry. It's knocked out of bounds, staying with the Hatchets. Baseline out of bounds. Grant Niehaus triggers it in to Kyle Mann. Still a lot of time left in this game, though. Kyle summed it up best there. We were trading twos for threes. I'll tell you, this is a three-point shooting ball club in this Heritage Hills team. As Niehaus tries for three, missed. Weak side rebound controlled by Keitzer and the Patriots. They look underneath to the big man. Now up and in for two more by Murray Becker. Becker averaging 19 a game. Got that one on the baseline drive. Makes it 36-18 in favor of the Patriots. Shot up by Kyle Mann. Short. Out of bounds to the Patriots.
And like I said, they're just shooting the basketball lights out to this point.
Simon Sherry walks it up, the 6'2 senior for the Patriots. Floor general calling out the play. Hands it off to Caden Keitzer. Underneath, the big man, a little half hook, good for two. Blake Sisley, 38-18. Sisley, 20 points a game average, 6'9". And definitely a force underneath. Here's Kyle Mann taking it to the hoop, and he couldn't get it. Man, nice move by Mann. Just couldn't get it to fall through. There's a three on the other end. No good. Rebound into the hands of the Hatchets. Grant Niehaus brings it up now for Washington. 4:40 left, first half. Heritage Hills 38, the Hatchets 18. Lance Roach blocked cleanly by Sisley. The ball back to the Patriots. A traveling violation called against Heritage Hills on the jump stop.
That'll be their first turnover of the game.
You think? Man, this team's for real. Logan Krasinski checking in now. Kyle Mann brings it up for the Hatchets. Almost halfway through the second quarter. Washington trailing 38-18 and a block foul called against Murray Becker and the Patriots. Going to be the third team foul against the Patriots. First on Becker, out of bounds for Washington underneath their basket. Niehaus triggers it in for Washington. Hatchets get it to Kyle Mann. Mann back to Niehaus. He'll set for the three. It's short. Rebound into the hands of Sisley. And here comes Heritage Hills quickly. A three on the other end. And it counts by Caden Keitzer for three. Caden Kratzer, Kratzer from three-point land makes it 41-18. It's all Heritage Hills here in the first half.
They've blown it open.
There's Logan Reister for the three, and he hits. Logan's had a couple of those in this first half. 41-21. Hatchets trail by 20. Murray Becker into Sisley. Sisley, good for two more.
Can't let him turn to that left shoulder.
Blake Sisley, what's he got now, Kyle?
Got 10.
10 points.
Excuse me, 8.
8 in the first half. 43-21 here to Chills.
Still 3 minutes to go here.
Logan Reister, no. Rebound to Roach and the Hatchets. Another chance for Washington. Kyle Mann into Roach. Lance, no. Can't get it. Rebound controlled by the Patriots. And there's another traveling violation called on Heritage Hills. They've had a couple of those. They're just getting too anxious, not getting their feet set.
Well, they like to push it and shoot the three in transition, and just a couple times being a little bit too quick on that.
So 2:55 left, first half. Heritage Hills 43, Washington 21. Here comes the Hatchets with the ball. Roach, top of the key to Kyle Mann. Mann kicks it off to Reister. He's open for a three. No. They are giving Logan that shot, though. And he's got
a good-looking shot.
He's got to continue to take it. Yeah, he's connected on a pair. Out of bounds now for Heritage Hills as we see a sub checking in for the Patriots. Cole Sigler back in. Sigler replacing Camden Kratzer for the Patriots. A quick first half, Kyle. You blink, you miss it here. As this game is moving right along and the Patriots are controlling. Underneath, Sisley draws the double team and a nice feed going to Sigler, and he doesn't get it, but Heritage Hills gets the second chance. They miss the three, and there Kyle Mann comes up with it. Mann up the floor to Reister. Logan, yes, and one. Reister with a chance for a three-point play at the line. 43-23. Mikowski whistled for his first personal. That's the fourth team foul against the Patriots. Free throw for Reister coming up. Logan's shot is short at the free throw line, and the rebound controlled by Heritage Hills.
23-point lead, and really doesn't seem that way because the Hatchets haven't played that badly.
No, they really haven't. It's funny hearing Coach Hawkins here. We're right at the sidelines, and if I read him right, he just basically said, run something. Oh, a player hitting the floor hard, and I don't like that. It's a Hatchet, and we got a whistle blown. Man, that's Logan Reister down, and he hit the floor hard. Coach Miller coming out to check on him.
Kind of got undercut as he went up for that rebound. Just two kids going hard after the ball, and Reister took the brunt of it.
Reister's okay. He gets up.
I tell you what, that's a tough kid right there.
He is. He is. 48-23. Kyle, I want to echo what you said. Hatchet's down by 25. It doesn't seem like it. They've not played bad.
No.
It's just Heritage Hills basketball. I mean, that's... The shot counted, by the way, as the whistle blew. Kiowa Mann gets two. It's Kiowa Jones gets the bucket, 48-23.
Should be 25.
25, I thought that too.
Well, they're playing with us now.
45-25 is what the score is. As the three by Heritage Hills is off the mark, but another offensive rebound and put back is good for two more. Murray Becker gets that one. 47-25, minute left, first half. This is one of the top teams in the state, Heritage Hills Patriots.
And they've shown it to this point.
You can't question that. Logan Reister works it over to Gear. Gear out to Niehaus for the three, and Niehaus drains it. Grant Niehaus connects from downtown, 47-28. 40 seconds left to go now. Heritage Hills leading, 35 seconds left. The Patriots have the ball. They may hold for the last shot. Again, we apologize for connection issues, but glad to have you with us on this Saturday night for Hatchet Basketball at WAMW-FM Washington. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Kyle Cornelius from Heritage Hills High School as the Patriots hold for the last shot with the lead, 47-28. 8 seconds now. Patriots have to make something happen here. They're looking to go into Sisley. They do, and Sisley connects. At the buzzer. That'll do it for the first half of play. Blake Sisley good for the basket. He's hobbling off the floor now. He hit kind of hard. And that will do it for the first half of play. On the NR Home Center scoreboard, after one half of basketball, it's the Washington Hatchets trailing the Heritage Hills Patriots from Heritage Hills, 49-28. We'll be back with our halftime show after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes a 160-guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Heritage Petroleum on West Walnut in Washington is fueling your everyday life. Family-owned and operated, Heritage Petroleum has 11 locations all across the Midwest and is proud to supply a complete line of fuel products, including petroleum fuels, oils, and lubricants. Heritage Petroleum is proud to offer fueling transport services and commercial fuel for both large and small companies located on West Walnut in Washington and proud to be a part of your community. Call Heritage Petroleum at 812-254-3677.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. They can help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone in 27 Indiana counties and offer the same banking while keeping your money local. Crane cares. Visit cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Heritage Hills High School, it's halftime on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Heritage Hills Patriots leading the Washington Hatchets 49-28. Halftime show brought to you by Hoosier Longhorns Beef. It's the best in the business. It's healthy, it's the best out there, and it's locally grown and available for you at the Amish Country Corner. Hoosier Longhorn Beef, stop by the Amish Country Corner, Highway 50 east of Washington, and get yours next week. There's no burger like a Hoosier Longhorn burger. Individual scoring for the Hatchets, leading the way with 10 points at the break, is Logan Reister. He has 10. Grant Niehaus right behind with 7. Kiowa Jones chipped in 5. Kyle Mann had 4. And Lance Roach with 2. 10 points for Logan Reister, 7 for Grant Niehaus, 5 for Kyle Jones, 4 for Kyle Mann, and 2 for Lance Roach. Different story for Heritage Hills as they have everybody scoring tonight. 14 points leading the way is Murray Becker, 11 points for Simon Sherry. They did hold the big man, Blake Sisley, to just 10 points. He hobbled off at halftime and had a little bit of an injury as he fell in the last seconds of that first half. Then it was 6 points for Logan Krasser, 6 points for Cole Sigler, and 2 points for Jake Johnson. So 6 players in the scoring column, 3 already in double figures for Heritage Hills. Murray Becker with 14, Simon Sherry with 11, and Blake Sisley with 10. The Hatchets trail 26-16 at the end of the first quarter, and it's 49-28 at the half. Kyle, what about your first half team stats?
Well, we'll start with Heritage Hills. Shooting the lights out. 11 out of 16 from two-point range for 69%. 9 out of 16, Shake, from 3, 56%.
That's a killer.
9 threes in the first half. 4 offensive rebounds, 11 defensive. They have not taken a foul shot in the first half, and they had 2 turnovers. Hatchets, the same way. They're shooting 50% from the field, both twos and threes. 8 out of 16 from two-point range for 50%. 4 out of 8 from 3 for 50%. 1 offensive, 8 defensive. 0 for 1 from the foul line. And they had 7 turnovers for half. So, overall, Hatchett's shooting the basketball very well. But when you're up against a team that hits 9 threes in the first 16 minutes of the game, that's tough. 21-point lead here for Heritage Hills at the half, but they've just shot the lights out. Washington's not played that badly. It's just been better offense by Heritage Hills.
It's a state-caliber team.
That's all you can say at this point.
I mean, and Coach mentioned it, not just 3A, but really the state right now. This team is run and gun. You cannot look down to try to record a stat. You're going to miss it. And, you know, three-point shooting is a factor right now. They cannot miss. And some of those three-point shots have been challenging. They're just putting them down.
And they've been deep. Some areas hit 3 threes, and all 3 of them have been 2 or 3 steps off the three-point line. As an opposing coach, you're like, let him. He's drilling them right now. So I don't know. Archie Miller may need to come down here and view the some of those in Bloomington, I believe.
Absolutely. 49-28 at the half. Washington, again, trailing the Heritage Patriots. A quick first half. No timeouts, really. I mean, we had a little trouble in connection, but I felt like I lost half of my life right there where I blinked my eyes. That's how quick that first half went.
It was definitely up and down. And like I said, Washington's played well.
You really can't take anything away from the Hatchets. Heritage Hills just shooting lights out.
Sometimes better offense just put you in a hole. And Washington's got to attack this second half when they come out, possession by possession. The goal is in the third quarter to try to
don't let it get away.
Yeah, just try to cut it in half. We get it down to 10 points to go in the fourth quarter and see where it's in the fourth quarter.
We'll take another 2-minute timeout. Set for the second half again from Heritage Hills. It's the Heritage Hills Patriots 49. Washington Hatchets 20. Hatchet basketball on your home for the Hatchets, WAM.
Is your mattress old, worn out, stained, or otherwise past its prime? Mattress by Appointment has brand new, brand name mattresses at 50 to 80% off the prices you see at big box traditional retailers. We have a mattress for every back and every budget. Our $40 down financing option allows you to get the mattress you deserve at a price you can afford. Call or text 812-610-1070. Now with two locations in Washington and in Vincennes. Mattress by Appointment, 812-610-1070.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
Hi, I'm Andy Arvin from Idley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan, it's our mission and our greatest priority. When you call Idley Mortuary, you will never get a recording. We answer our calls 24/7. Funerals should not have to be expensive. We are proud to be the most cost-effective funeral home in Washington, celebrating the life of your loved one with comfort, compassion, and affordability at the Idley Mortuary in Washington.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a bad deal.
Back here at Heritage Hills, I'm Dwayne Shake along with Kyle Cornelius, where the scoreboard has gone off during intermission.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got to start all over. 0-0, right?
And we're back on the air.
49-28 in favor of the Heritage Hills Patriots. Washington lost the JV game earlier, 59-38. Boy, I tell you what, you talk about a tough road trip. I told you, Kyle, you said it too. They remember this game between these two teams last year, don't they? Washington Hatchets.
No doubt about it. They've had it circled, and they've played well. Don't, you know, when you hit shots, you look very good, and they've hit shots. Speaking with the announcer next to me, Heritage Hills announcer, he said they didn't shoot like this in December, but the last week or so, they've really come on strong. And
great, maybe, right in time for us,
yeah,
right?
Sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And right now they're playing really well.
Yeah, good point, Kyle. Very well said. 49-28. Heritage Hills in control right now. I want to thank our sponsors tonight. Washington Chrysler Center, your hometown Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North in Washington, and McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. Again, don't forget to get your tickets for the Hatchet Sports Gala on Saturday, February 29th at the National Guard Armory in Washington. That'll be a fun night. Benefits all Washington high school sports teams and Washington High School Athletics. And it's coming up quick. $40 for single tickets, $60 for couples. Get them from any Hatchet Booster president, or you can contact the Washington High School Athletic Office. The sports gala is Saturday, February 29th at the National Guard Armory in Washington. Austin Gear, Kyle Mann, Logan Reister, Kiowa Jones, and Grant Niehaus starting for the Hatchets. For Heritage Hills, it's Jake Johnson, along with Simon Sherry, Cole Sigler, Blake Sisley, and Murray Becker. And the Patriots start with the ball right to left on your dial, leading 49-28 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, as Sisley makes an amazing move and connects for two more. His 12th point now, 51-28 in favor of Heritage Hills.
Again, turning to that left shoulder. Let's see if he can turn to his right shoulder.
Reister tries to get it into Niehaus, cutting to the hoop, denied by the Patriots, and they're up the floor quickly for another three. No good this time. A rare miss from three-point land for Heritage Hills. And the Hatchets there for the rebound. Mann into Reister. Reister into Kiowa Jones. Jones too strong. Rebound to the Patriots. Sisley kicks it out to Cole Sigler. Now off to Sherry. Sherry's shot is short. So all of a sudden, the Patriots a little cold from the field. Hatchett's got to take advantage of that as Kyle Mann with a nice spin move connects for two. Kyle Mann, good for his 6 point, makes it 51-30.
Again, we're trying to cut this in half here this third quarter.
Sherry over to Jake Johnson. Now it goes back to Sherry. Sherry to Becker, who cut behind his defender and laid it in for two. Murray Becker with 16 points. He's been a big force tonight for the Patriots, 53-30. Kiowa Jones lost it out of bounds. Back to the Patriots. Turnover, Washington. Right now, the Patriots kind of in their own land as far as these guys need to be playing some 4A and 5A teams. 6A, 7A. They could play some 9A teams right now, Kyle. They're good. That's what I'm trying to
You're
say.
You're talking about in the league, right?
6:16 left in this third quarter. 53-30, Heritage Hills. And a steal by Washington. Good hustle there by Kyle Mann coming up with a loose ball. Hatchets work it up the floor quickly. To Niehaus, his three is no good. Rebound back to the Patriots. Sherry kicks it over to Johnson. Now the drive by Sigler is no good. And the rebound to Washington. Here comes Niehaus coast to coast. Yes! And put him at the line. Grant Niehaus with a chance for a three-point play at the charity stripe as he gets the little scoop shot up and in. 5:49 left, third quarter, 53-32, Heritage Hills. We talked about the speed of these Hatchets all year so far, Kyle. They may have met their match with Heritage Hills, though, as they like to run, too.
They're both
very, very quick teams.
Gear putting pressure almost almost causing.
Austin Gear riding piggyback Jake Johnson.
Caused a little havoc there.
Give him credit with some good pressure there. Just when Johnson stopped, Gear right over the back of him. And how do they call that, Kyle? Sisley triple teamed and lays it in for two. Blake Sisley with 14. And a steal by Sherry, no good on his shot attempt. And Washington gets the rebound. Now here's Kyle Mann denied by Sisley. Swatted, and it's back to Washington. 55-33, Heritage Hills leads, 5:25 left, third quarter. Out of bounds, baseline for Washington. Niehaus triggers it into Kyle Mann. Kyle blocked again by Sisley, gets his own loose ball, blocked. And then Grant Niehaus puts it up, and he is fouled. Settle down, Coach Hawkins. It's okay. You're up by 22. Gets a little animated over here, doesn't he? I mean, how much coaching do you have to do with this team? Roll the ball out. Let him play, right? As Niehaus hits the first free throw. Sorry, I digress. Second free throw coming up. It's on the way for Niehaus, and he hits them both. Am I off the mark, though, Kyle? Really? I mean,
you're okay.
You pretty much roll it out there for these guys, don't you? 55-35, 20-point lead for Heritage Hills. Patriots with the ball. They look into Sisley, the 6'9 guy guarded by Jones. Works it back out. Now Sherry drives baseline, lays it in for two. Now that one, though, is something that can be defended. I know Coach Miller probably not happy with that chain of events. As Niehaus tries to put one up, can't get it. Rebound back to the Patriots. Becker off to Sherry for three, partially deflected. And the loose ball back into the hands of the Patriots. Another chance, Sisley trying for three now. Strong. Another chance for Heritage Hills as Becker gets it and one. Murray Becker with a chance for a three-point play at the line.
They play hard.
Tonight's game brought to you by Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club. Great shows coming this month and next month. One going on right now at Ace's in the Washington Country Club as the free throw is up and in, and Becker completes the three-point play. Also brought to you by Edley Mortuary. Care you when you need care the most. 60-35 in favor of the Patriots. 4:20 left, third quarter. Top of the key, gear hands off to Kyle Mann. Kyle Mann looks around, works it over to Kiowa Jones in front of the hatchet bench. Kiowa now needing help, gets it back to Mann. Mann on the far side. He is tripped up as he hits the floor. And Mann going to be fouled. Out of bounds for Washington. You know, I like the sportsmanship on both these sides. Anytime any player hits the floor, they're helping each other and apologizing and just playing good hard-nosed basketball.
Yep.
You got to appreciate that. Inbound pass goes to Gear. Works it out to Kyle Mann. Mann over to Gear. Now top of the key to Kyle Jones. Jones to Niehaus. Back to Mann into Reister. Now there's Grant Niehaus. As he takes it up, he's swatted. Loose, and out of bounds. Hatchets maintain possession. Grant gets it into Kiowa Jones. Jones over to Gear. He'll set for the three. Austin shot too strong. Sisley cleans it up. Becker drives and lays it in for two more. One thing the Hatchets are not used to is getting beat down the floor, and that's what they've been doing here tonight. Heritage Hills not wasting any time getting down the floor. Three by Jones is all the way in and just won't fall. And the Patriots get it back. 62-35. Heritage Hills. Three is no good. Swatted out and to Washington. Subs coming in now. Mark Doyle checking in. And Caden Kratzer for Heritage Hills. For Washington, Owen Gray and Joe Horrell replacing Logan Reister and Austin Gear. 3 minutes left to go. Third quarter, 62-35. Patriots with the lead. Hatchets have the ball. Jones couldn't handle the pass by Niehaus, and it's out of bounds back to Heritage Hills. One thing about it, Kyle, we're going to get home quick tonight. This has been a fast game.
I don't know about too quick. It's a long way down here.
That is true. Hey, they play us back home next year. That's what we got to look forward
to. There you
go. Right? 2:42 left, third quarter. Becker. Now Johnson has it. And Johnson resets as he'll bring it back out. Johnson over to Kratzer. Kratzer. To Sherry. Simon Sherry gets the pick, picks up the dribble, and tries to get it to Doyle on the old pick and roll, kicked by a hatchet. It's staying with Heritage Hills. Tonight's game brought to you by Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a hatchet victory, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Washington High School Athletics. Sherry triggers it inbounds, baseline for the Patriots. Kratzer into Doyle. Doyle gets it up and in for two. Mark Doyle makes it 64-35. He's a fan favorite, obviously, here at Heritage Hills.
Sure is.
As he gets a roaring round of applause. Niehaus up and in for two. Grant Niehaus, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 points for Niehaus. Doyle underneath, shot no good. Rebound to Kiowa Jones and the Hatchets. Jones slows it up. And a traveling called against Horrell. Well, Joel Horrell will give it back to Heritage Hills. Kiowa Jones sits down. Lance Roach checking back in now for Washington. Minute 39 left, third quarter. If you're just joining us, Heritage Hills Patriots leading the Washington Hatchets. I'm Dwayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius from Spencer County tonight on WAM, WFM Washington. Simon Sherry with a long three off the mark. Owen Gray chases down the loose ball. He'll bring it up now for Washington. Gray hands off to Horrell. Now to Kyle Mann for the three. Kyle shot, no good. Horrell there with a rebound. A second chance for Washington. Niehaus gets it and one. Grant Niehaus a chance for a three-point play at the line. 64-39. Want to thank Mattress by Appointment. John Gear, Mattress by Appointment, will make sure you get a good night's sleep with two locations now in Washington and Vincennes. Also Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home on State Street in Washington. Chance for a three-point play at the line. Niehaus's free throw is up and in. Niehaus, perfect at the charity stripe, 4-for-4. He's got 17. Now for the Hatchets. 64-40 with the final minute ticking away in the third quarter. Sisley pulls up and shoots for two more.
I got him perfect from the field.
Sisley's got 16 overall.
He's a nice player.
8-for-8 at the line. 4-for-8 from the field. So a 26-point lead now for Heritage Hills. Joel Horrell for the three. Can't get it. Rebound controlled by the Patriots. Cole Sigler. Here comes Heritage Hills. Sherry, top of the key. Lob into Sisley, the 6'9". Junior puts it in for two more. Weighs perfect from the field because they're point-blank shots, Kyle, just like that one there.
I might have something to do with it.
He's got 18 as Lance Roach pulls up for the jumper. Can't get it. Collision, and players are down, and that's not a good sign as we got a Heritage Hills Patriot that may have knocked knees. That's Caden Kratzer, and he's hurt. Trainer coming out to check on Kratzer. I don't know. He must have knocked knees. He is really in some pain right now, Kyle.
Him and Niehaus going up for a rebound. Both of them colliding in midair, just like we saw earlier with Reister and Kratzer trying to shake it off. And
he's not putting any pressure on that thing. We hope he's okay. They'll carry him off now. It's a big round of applause from the Patriot fans.
Tough break. 1.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
He's going straight to the locker room. 68-40 in favor of the Patriots with a second left to go. It'll be out of bounds for Heritage Hills when play resumes. Baseline underneath their bucket. And they quickly throw it off a hatchet, and the shot is no good. Three quarters in now with 8 minutes left on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after three. It's Heritage Hills 68, the Washington Hatchets 40. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen?
The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Raise your hand if you love dealing with insurance for your business or even your personal home and auto. That's what I thought. No one's hand went up except for mine. Hi, I'm Ron Knepp from Thompson Insurance in Washington. I understand the struggle is real and life is hard when you own your own business. Give me a call, 254-1987, and I will do my best to not only reduce some of the stress, but also lower your premiums as well. Thompson Insurance in Washington, your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We better just stay out.
Washington starts with the ball to begin the fourth quarter here at Heritage Hills, trailing the Patriots 68-40 on the E&R Home Center scoreboard. Grant Niehaus with it. Picks up the dribble, hands off to LaRoche, back to Niehaus. Now off to Kyle Mann at the volleyball line. Mann to Joa Horrell, back to Niehaus. He'll step back for the three, miss it. Sisley with the rebound for the Patriots. Finds Sherry. Sherry off to Jake Johnson. Johnson now one-on-one against Owen Gray, works it to Becker. Becker with the lob into Sisley. Sisley. He did travel, no call. The three off the mark. Rebound, though, controlled by the Patriots, and a second chance for Heritage Hills. Sisley, jumper, no good. Third chance. This one swatted by Kyle Mann, and Mann is fouled by a Patriot. That's going on Sherry. Out of bounds for Washington. 7 left in the contest. Heritage Hills 68, Washington 40. Hatchets walk it up now. Mann off to Niehaus. Now Owen Gray has it, back to Grant. Niehaus drives strong, gets it for two more. 19 points for Niehaus. Makes it 68-42. 6-4 to play. There's Johnson. The mark, Owen Gray there for another rebound. Owen now dribbles up, hands off to Kyle Mann, off to Joa Horrell, far side. Now Niehaus controls, his shot is no good. Rebound to the Patriots. Patriots up to Becker, Becker into Sisley. Sisley in the paint, no, but a foul called on Lance Roach, putting Sisley at the line to shoot two. We got Blake Sisley with 18, a chance to make it 20 at the line. He's a 6'9 junior, one more year left for the Patriots. He's averaging 20, and he's going to get it if he hits both free throws here, as the first one is good. 69-42, Heritage Hills, with one more free toss coming for Sisley. Second free throw is up, and it's also in. So, yep, Sisley right at his average with 20 now, making it 70-42, Heritage Hills. 6 minutes to play in the contest. Owen Gray, Joa Horrell, Kyle Mann, Lance Roach, and Niehaus on the floor for Washington. Lance out to Grant. Grant's shot is up and in for two.
Tough shot by Grant.
Niehaus connects for two more. Here's Becker off to Sherry. Sherry back out to Becker for the three. It's way too strong. And whoa. Pushed to the floor, but hit off of Horrell. It's going to stay with Heritage Hills. Tough break there for Washington. That shot never drew iron, and it hit off the arm of Joa Horrell. Out of bounds to the Patriots. Logan Reister coming back in for Joa now, who gets a breather.
Good minutes by Horrell.
Yep, 5:46 to go in the contest. Sherry into Sisley. Sisley baseline. Foul on the floor before the shot. Going on, Lance Roach. Second, team fifth for the Hatchets, so it'll be out of bounds baseline for Heritage Hills. Simon Sherry triggers it into Becker. Murray Becker. Triple team, kicks it back out to Sherry. Sherry back to Becker. He's open for the three and gets it.
They play well together, those two guards.
What can you say?
They know where each other is going to be at.
24 points for Murray Becker. He's been the star tonight for Heritage Hills. 73-44, Patriots. We're at the five-minute mark here in the contest. Grant Niehaus pulls up top of the key, and he'll get two more. He's got 23. Sisley picked by Kyle Mann. Nice defense by the Hatchets. Mann can't get it, but there's Logan Reister, and he'll get two. Logan Reister for 12 points tonight, 63-48. 4:44 left. Heritage Hills leading with the ball. Johnson now has it. Kicks it over to Cole Sigler. Sigler at the free throw line. Works it to Johnson. Back to Sigler. He'll bring it out to the center circle. 4:20 left to go. Becker drives baseline. Up and in for two. Murray Becker. 26 points for Murray Becker. Makes it 75-48. 4 minutes left. Patriots in control here tonight on their home floor. You know, I'd hate to see that Lafayette Jeff team as Logan Reister connects for downtown with another three-pointer. 15 for Reister tonight. Can you imagine what Lafayette Jeff has? They beat this team by seven. 75-51, Heritage Hills. Sherry gets two more. Simon Sherry has 15. 77-51, 3 minutes to play. Grant Niehaus guarded by Becker, hands off to Kyle Mann. Mann, nice move to the bucket. Give Kyle Mann two more. You know, Kyle, I'll echo what you said. The Hatchets have not played bad. Sometimes you just lose to a better team.
Yep.
And that's been the case tonight as the shot by Heritage Hills is off the mark and Kyle Mann is fouled by the Patriots. Hatchet fans like that one. Kyla Jones checking back in. Also coming in for the Patriots is Caden Kretzer. And Logan Krasinski. Washington with the ball, trailing 77-53. They try to lob it into that Niehaus, but it's taken away by the Patriots. Oh, Reister bumps into.
He thought Becker was going to shoot it, and he left his feet. Becker did not. Reister took him into the fifth row.
Postgame report coming up from Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. We'll have the Heritage Petroleum High Energy Player of the Game, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and our overall MVP from Annalou Chapman at RE/MAX Real Estate. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited, that's coming up on the Hatchet postgame. High arching shot from 3-point land off the mark by the Patriots, and the loose ball on the floor tied up. Jump ball. Arrow points to Heritage Hills.
And that's that was Kratzer that went off with the knee injury that shot that shot, so good to see him back out there.
They never did really signal a jump ball. not one official did, so the scorekeeper's heads up did try to make sure they called it a jump ball. It'll be Heritage Hills with the ball. Becker and Johnson playing pitch and catch. Now they go into Sisley. Sisley underneath, up for two more.
What shoulder?
Blake, yep, you're
what
right.
Shoulder?
You're right.
Left shoulder.
Blake Sisley.
He's got that move down.
22 points for the 6'9 Sisley. As Niehaus works open and he gets two more. 25 points for Niehaus tonight. 79-55. Heritage Hills. Just under 2 minutes left to go. Washington going to suffer their first loss since the opening game against Bar Reeve on the road here tonight. Sisley couldn't handle the pass. It's loose, still loose. And then he does come up with it and lays it in for two more. 81-55. Most points ever given up by the Hatchets in a long time. Niehaus fouled underneath. Becker and Sisley coming out. And again, I say to Coach Hawkins, what do you got to do, sir? I mean, you literally roll the ball out. Free throw is up and in. Not taking anything away from him, but I mean, that team is just stacked. You're going to hear Heritage Hills down the stretch. I wouldn't be surprised if they're not playing in Indianapolis.
They could make a run. They got upset last year, I believe, maybe by Bossy in the sectional. So they don't have an easy sectional by any means, but if they get out of that sectional, you're right. I look for them to make a deep turning run.
Niehaus,
as they've got all the pieces.
Yeah, both free throws for Niehaus. He's going to sit down and get a big round of applause from the Hatchet faithful. 81-57 is the final minute 20. We'll tick off the clock here at Heritage Hills. Washington trailing, a very good Patriot team. Shot up and short. Swatted out of bounds, going to the Hatchets. Austin Gear back in the lineup, brings it up the floor for Washington. Hands off to Owen Gray, now to Kiowa Jones. Jones works it over to Gear and to Lance Roach. Lance gets it for two. Good strong move by Roach. That's his fourth point tonight. 81-59, final 40 seconds ticking away here at Heritage Hills. Patriots may just wait to let the clock run.
Tell you, John Harrell had this game a 17-point favorite for Heritage Hills, not too far off.
That boy is good. I don't know how he does it. Amazing statistician who studies basketball like no other. Yeah, 17 would make it what, 81?
I'm not going to do that to you.
It's close.
We're down 22.
Thank you. 22 is going to be the final margin as the Patriots win it. On the road tonight, Heritage Hills gets it. Final score, Heritage Hills 81 and the Washington Hatchets 59. Post-game report coming up after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Money, time, effort, just a few things we don't want you to flush down the drain. This is Shelley with A&R Home Center. We offer 24-hour emergency service. Let us take care of your plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling problems. We are just a phone call away. A&R has geothermal systems, water heaters, water softeners, tubs, and showers. A&R Home Center, 812-254-7018.
Test drive a new 2020 Jeep Gladiator now during the Start Something New sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. The fastest growing new vehicle on the road, the Gladiator has it all. It's part Jeep, part truck, and all beast on the open road and off-road. With towing capacity over 7,000 pounds, smooth V6 power, and removable top, new Jeep Gladiators are now starting as low as $42,500. Or choose a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, now priced as low as $24,109. It's a new year. You deserve a new Jeep. From the Washington Chrysler Center during the Start Something Something New sales event in downtown Washington.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets!
Back here at Heritage Hills High School, Washington Hatchets fall on the road tonight for just their second loss of the season, losing to a very good Heritage Hills team. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Heritage Hills 81, Washington Hatchets 59. Post-game report brought to you by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street, downtown Washington. Individual scoring tonight for the Hatchets, leading the way with 27 points. Grant Niehaus, also in double figures with 15. Logan Reister tonight. We had 8 points for Kyle Mann, 7 points for Kyle Jones, and 4 points for Lance Roach. With 27 for Niehaus and 15 for Reister, combining to lead the way for the Hatchets. For Heritage Hills, 26 points for Murray Becker, right behind with 24, Blake Sisley. Nice 1-2 punch there, combining for 50 for Heritage Hills. Then it was 15 points for Simon Sherry. 6 points for Caden Kratzer, 6 points for Cole Sigler, and 2 points for Jake Johnson. But again, three in double figures with Becker with 26, Sisley with 24, and Simon Sherry with 15. It was all Heritage Hills tonight. Patriots led 26-16 at the end of the first quarter, 49-28 at the half, 68-40 after three, and your final, Heritage Hills 81 and the Washington Hatchets 59. Coach Gene Miller joining us now in the post-game report. Coach, I tell you what, I mean, sometimes you just get beat by a better team tonight, and this is the real deal here this evening.
That's exactly what I told our kids, you know, as the left in the locker room, is sometimes you get beat by teams that are just better than you are, and sometimes you run into whirlwinds, and they come out and they shoot the basketball like that from the perimeter. They're going to be hard for anybody to beat. You know, we had them 9-for-16, I think, from the three-point line in the first half. I mean, you got to double the big kid inside, you double him, and then they hit shots. You know, they've got this is a team that could win a state championship. I really believe that. They've got everything it takes. They've got a great point guard in Sherry. They got the inside kid in Sisley, who's really good. Becker's an outstanding scorer. And then their two role players, they hit shots. You know, they can hit shots. Now with the big kid back, it's the first game off the bench. The big kid has been back. You know, they've got some depth there, and the Kratzer kid off the bench. So this is a team that could win a state championship. They're really good. I had films of them. They've lost three ball games. They get beat by Brownsburg, which is a team that could win a state championship in 4A. They're really good. They got beat by Lafayette Jeff, who's a really good team in the Hall of Fame. But they could have won that game. They should have won that game, and to be honest with you, I watched that game. They missed some free throws down the stretch. They should have won that game, and they should have beat Silver Creek. I think they should have won both of those ball games. This is just a very good basketball team. They're going to be hard for anybody to beat, and it's a team that I think could win a state championship.
Really, overall, Kyle and I both said it. It's not that your team really played bad in this game.
No, we really didn't play poorly. It's just that they shot the ball extremely well, and the big kid, I mean, he have tonight. He
around 20.
Yeah, we had no answer for him.
He had
no answer for him. He's just really good, and he just keeps getting better and better. And I said, this is a very good basketball team, and we just kind of ran into a whirlwind today. They played very well tonight.
But a good team to test your, you know, this is a good matchup to test your team to see where you're at now.
It really was. I told our kids it's a good team to test us. You know, we hadn't seen pressure. You know, they ran a 1-2-1-1 press at the beginning of the game, and so that was good for us to see. You know, they've got good quickness, good athleticism. So it was good for us to see this type of basketball team. You know, this time of the year.
You can't get down on them. You know, Hatchet fans, 9 wins in a row comes to an end tonight, but it couldn't come to a better team than this one, that's for
well,
sure.
Well, we just got to, as I told our kids, we just got to come back to work on Monday. We got a big conference ball game Friday night at Jasper. you know, our fourth road game in a row, and it seems like we've been on road for a long time. But you know, we just gotta come back and be ready to play against a very good Jasper team and fight for everything we got.
Got to be happy with Logan Reister tonight. It's his first real battle, if I would call it that, at the varsity level, and he really came in and did a nice job tonight.
Yeah, he played well. I might start calling him Michael Jordan now, because he told me this morning when he left the walkthrough that he wasn't feeling very good, and he said, I'm going to go home and take some ibuprofen and get some rest. So, you know, I remember Michael Jordan playing with the temperature, how he played. So, you know, I thought Logan played well tonight, and, you know, he's the guy to step in and play, and now we got to look for some guys coming off the bench that are going to help us. I thought Austin Gear gave us some good minutes tonight, and we're still looking for guys that can come in and come off the bench and give us some good minutes.
All right, Coach, we'll see you next weekend. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll be back to wrap it up here from Heritage Hills after this on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Well, the Johnson deal is a bad deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a bad deal.
Heritage Petroleum on West Walnut in Washington is fueling your everyday life. Family-owned and operated, Heritage Petroleum has 11 locations all across the Midwest and is proud to supply a complete line of fuel products, including petroleum fuels, oils, and lubricants. Heritage Petroleum is proud to offer fueling transport services and commercial fuel for both large and small companies, located on West Walnut in Washington, and proud to be a part of your community. Call Heritage Petroleum at 812-254-3677. Heller's Country Garden on State Street in Washington is open 9 to 5 with one-of-a-kind items that you just won't find anywhere else. Did you know the Country Garden delivers free to area funeral homes? Just call 812-674-0078. The Country Garden offers fresh floral arrangements and just received a new assortment of memorial gifts, concrete benches, and much more. The Country Garden can also do your casket spray. Heller's Country Garden on State Street in Washington.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for a final time at Heritage Hills High School with Kyle Cornelius. I'm Dwayne Shake. The Heritage Hills Patriots deal the Washington Hatchets just their second loss of the season and the first since the opening game against Barrie. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Heritage Hills 81, Washington Hatchets 59. And Kyle, we were just talking before we went on. Let's face it, every player healthy, you can play on your top-notch game, and you're probably going to lose by 15 to this Heritage Hills team.
Yeah, and especially tonight. I mean, Hatchet fans, don't get down on these guys because they really played a nice ball game overall.
The second half, we played with them pretty even.
Yeah, it was pretty even. 9 threes in the first half. Heritage Hills only 1 out of 9. So you go 9 for 16 in the first half on threes, just 1 out of 9 in the second half. And, you know, you get down 20 by – the first half by a team like this, it's not going to turn the ball over and still work the offense. It's going to be tough to come back, but that first half, they were just a buzzsaw.
They really were, and we got to regroup now with Jasper waiting in the wings again on the road coming up next week, and that's one we got to focus on now.
Jasper's getting a lot of our money this year on on meals, aren't they? Now that I think about it, come back again next week, don't we?
And
but yes, you're right.
You're
conference
right.
Game next week, so we got to put this one behind us and get better this week for Jasper.
Let's pass out the post-game awards. First, the Heritage Petroleum High Energy Player of the Game, brought to you by Heritage Petroleum in Washington, fueling your everyday life. We agree on this one. It goes to Logan Reister tonight.
I very much think so. Very deserving. He grew up tonight. Young sophomore. Starting to get some varsity minutes. He took a really tough fall down there there in the second half, and he shook it off because he knows he's got an opportunity, and he's going to capitalize on it. And tonight, just a whale of a game and a nice job by him. He's going to be our high-energy player of the game.
Logan Reister, the Heritage Petroleum high-energy player of the game. Up next, it's the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. For Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
We're going to go with our senior point guard Kyle Mann for the tough player of the game. Again, just taking care of business, doing all kinds of good things, and very proud of the way he played tonight. He's going to be your tough player of the game.
And the overall MVP tonight, presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker in Washington, and Heller's Loan Pro and Heller's Unlimited. And the overall MVP leading the way with 27 points. Got to go to Grant Niehaus, the Hatchet senior.
Yeah, Grant, another tough night. On the offensive end, he carries us. You know, we go as he goes. And he just did a nice job, kept us, you know, in the ball game. I know, again, 22-point game. You don't think of it that way, but it could have been a lot worse without Grant putting the ball in the hole as much as he did. And just an overall good ball game by him as well.
Well, if there was a game to have trouble with connections, this would be the one tonight, right?
Of course.
Didn't miss nothing, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and we apologize to the Hatchet fans at home, but we got her on the air. Always doing our podcast Tuesday night for the girls, as the Washington Lady Hatchets will be hosting Bloomfield on the air at 7:15 with a tip-off at 7:30. For Kyle Cornelius and Andy Morrison back at home base, Dwayne Shake reminding you the final one more time. Heritage Hills 81, the Washington Hatchets 59. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday morning on the Shake Up here on WAMW.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Ace's Restaurant, Bill Dobson Ford, Boyd & Sons Machinery, the Crane Federal Credit Union, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Ed Lee Mortuary, Heller's Lawn Pro, Heritage Petroleum, the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, McAllister Machinery, Mattress by Appointments, Myers LP Gas, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, Pepsi Beverages Company, Anna Lou Chapman, your local REMAX real estate agents, Sterling & Company, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, the Edward Jones Advisors of Washington, the Gill Funeral Home, and D2B Pest Control of Southern Indiana.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game. Memories now returns to normally scheduled music programming already in progress.